Last night I had the great privilege to do the invocation for the Lincoln-Reagan dinner for the Dane County Republicans, for the Wisconsin State Republicans, but downtown at the Monona Terrace. And, you know, what a great collection of people, and these are people that are ready to fight, and not just, in the political realm, because throughout the evening, I had individuals coming up to me, and some were running for office or were in office, basically saying the same thing. We're in spiritual warfare, aren't we, Father? And I said, yes, we are. And I wanted to get the opportunity before I left, but one of them that's running for Congress is a former Navy SEAL. He has several deployments over in Afghanistan, and I gave him a combat rosary. And I told him about how we've got the first 5,000 going out to the chaplains of the military. And he kind of had saucer eyes. He liked it a lot. And I also gave him one of the Grace Force prayer books as well. And I just told him, I said, I didn't know if he was Catholic, by the way. And I said, I don't think it matters, because there's blessing by carrying this in your pocket. I said it was touched to a relic of the True Cross that was rescued during the D-Day invasion. But I think we all have this sense that that this is spiritual warfare that we're in right now. So today, we are celebrating the Queenship of Mary, and this is the conclusion of the Bread of Life discourse, John chapter 6. And I always point to this chapter because it's so interesting. First, it starts out by saying, many of his disciples who were listening to him said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" But then at verse 66 of the sixth chapter of John, so John 666, it's very interesting what happens in that verse. As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer accompanied him. Those who have been to my 24/7 confessional will know that to the right of the entryway is my private chapel, and so you've seen it. And I put very purposefully on the wall, of course, the crucifix of our Lord, but on either side, a very beautiful artist renditions of, so it would be on the left side of the Annunciation. And then on the right side, what we celebrate today, the crowning of Mary. Beautiful artist renditions on either side. But what is that? That's the first decade of the rosary. And then 15 decades later, that's the last decade, the crowning of Mary. And the cross is in between. And the reason I did that is we have a choice. And God leaves it to our choice. We can be in company with him, or we can choose to return to our former way of life and no longer accompany, because why? Because this saying is hard. Who can accept it? Mary, will you be the mother of God? Behold, I'm the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word. She's the prototype for what all of us are called to do. And then what did she receive? The indwelling of the Son of God in her womb. Amazing, because she said yes. My brothers and sisters, you're saying yes. You're here. And in a few moments, you'll come to this edge of the Sanctum Sanctorum, the Holy of Holies. That's why this is called a sanctuary. We sometimes refer to the edge of heaven. That's why these communion rails are so appropriate. That's what we do when we come to Mary with prayer. Louis de Montfort would say, whenever we pray, we call upon Mary to intercede for us. And so she comes to the edge of heaven, and she extends a golden platter, and we place our petition, our intercession on that platter, and then she dresses it up and prepares it and goes and offers it to God. What an amazing gift that Mary, our mother, is. She's been such a tender mom to me over these years. I pray she is for you too. But brothers and sisters, we're called to say yes. Behold, I'm the hand of the Lord, may it be done to me according to me. But then what does it pass through on that wall in my private chapel? The cross. Are we willing to make the sacrifices that yes entails? We have to be careful. We can't let our religion become an electric blanket when we're called to make it a cross. We're called to accept the challenges. We're called to raise our game. I shared a few words with everybody at the Reagan-Lincoln dinner last night, and I said, first of all, I quoted Vince Lombardi, which I find every opportunity I can to do that, but he says, listen, we're not perfect, but if you chase perfection, you'll catch excellence. We're called to live the higher life. We're not called to be, as I said, all the influencers of our time are trying to do, to tell us we're nothing but another part of the animal kingdom. We're just another species, the Homo sapiens. We're not. We're children of God, called to raise our game. And that can be tough, to stand with the truth. Boy, it's a mighty cross in our times, isn't it? Isn't it? Or is it too hard, and who can accept it? And so do we join those that return to their former way of life and no longer accompany him? Some are choosing that. We can't. We can't. One of the things, and I'll end with this, is I'm hoping you're all, first of all, praise God. The whole world seemed to be praying for Cardinal Burke, and he got his miracle. And he's out of ICU. He's off the ventilator. And he's talking, and it looks like we got our miracle, because at one point the doctors were saying, probably not going to happen, that he's going to survive. We got our miracle. The power of prayer, but the power of praying is a mighty force. And so please, if you're not praying with us, the mighty 54-day rosary novena. Do you know what year that came into being? The same year that Pope Leo XIII had his vision and brought us the St. Michael prayer. 1884, 33 years before Fatima, the life of Jesus Christ. Many, many miracles are associated to the 54-day Rosary Novena. We're calling it Novena for our nation. We want Mary to crush the head of the serpent, which is this evil ruling class that is bullying us, this tyrannical force of totalitarianism. And I believe through our prayers, what's happening in our midst right now is it's being exposed. Before it was a conspiracy theory to believe such a thing, and now we're going, yikes, there it is, right in our face. That's how God works. He exposes evil, but then he leaves it up to us to do something about it. We're called to fight. We're called to unite. The power of united prayer. St. Louis de Montfort wrote, when people say the rosary together, it is far more formidable to the devil than one said privately. Because in this public prayer, it is an army that is attacking him. He can often overcome the prayer of an individual. But if this prayer is joined to other Christians, the devil has much more trouble in getting the best of it. I just leave you with this thought. When you come to meet your Maker on Judgment Day, and you have to explain why your pastor, now over 77,000, rallied the troops to pray together to bring down this tyranny, explain why you said, no, not me. It's too hard. I want to go back to my former way of life. I want to do it my way. Right? Today is, I don't know God's up to anything with that. Today is a true blue moon on the Queenship of Mary. Yikes. I don't know what God's doing with that. But I think he's constantly compelling us to come. Come join Mary's army and let's bring down the satanic force. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.